Steve would like to start the meeting for some reason. We use my big map to
What? Does anybody know what the Canadian exchange rate is?
I'll tell you.
I have it looked up in my head.
Don't look it up.
Our operator is from Canada.
I think it's $88.
When you're bidding, you don't know what you're spending here. SBSC actually has Canadian members. John Brown was originally from Canada, and his good friend still lives in Canada. And he makes a 5-hour trek down to come over and watch it about 4 or 5 times a year.
Good.
We're going to let Mark take this option over. And John Pace is going to be his lovely assistant.
We're going to go back and forth. We're going to go back and forth. He's going to do what I'm going to do.
Are we going to be able to understand it?
Not really.
Before we start, can we check and make sure, are we going to be bidding in U.S. dollars or Canadian dollars?
Old barn. I'm willing to take toonies and loonies, at least from Paris, because I know he's good for them. But we'll try and keep it in.
Pot lose.
Yes, well, in one moment, I'll
about Zimbabwe dollars.
Anything that Jennifer accepts, then.
I got a quadrillion of them.
Thanks, Steve. As he said, I'm from Canada, but I fly with PSU in Pittsburgh. And it's a great club, and our current president, John Pace, is going to run this auction with me. And as John said, we're going to alternate and take turns here auctioning off the items. Before we do that, I'd like to thank everyone who donated the items tonight. Because I'm sure I will forget during the course of this, as I get up here with an item, who gave it to me, but I'll try and announce it as we go along. But in case I forget anybody, I just want to make sure that a good thanks goes out to everyone, because as you can see, we have quite a selection of items here tonight. And I just want to remind everybody that the money from the auction, it goes to a very worthwhile cause, to the Cannon Fund, which awards grants directly to teachers, so it's a very good cause and a very useful use of the money. So I encourage you all to bid these items up as high as you can so we can generate that pool of money. And speaking of money, I'm going to let Jennifer tell you exactly what money she will accept for this.
They just never let me stop doing this. Remember, we accept checks, cash, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover, which will go through the NARTs. We have a slightly different system this year, which will make it a little easier. I do not accept firstborn children, or engines in exchange. If you bring the U.S., if you bring Canadian, I will go convert it for you. Find my local bank.
And John and I will give you some suggested opening bids and some suggested increments, but as usual, feel free to yell out whatever amount you want to bid. We're not going to restrict it to anything. So
we make it a little too high.
Okay, I'm going to start with an easy one just to get the ease into things. Now, this is for the people who didn't get one for free in the hotel this week. Donated by James Duffy. Dave's not here, man. Narum Beer Loft 7, 2009 glass. And since they were being handed out free, I'll start with a modest opening bid of 25 cents. Anybody for 25 cents up there? 25 cents?
No.
Got a dollar. Five. Anyone want to go above five?
Six.
Six? Seven. Anyone want to go higher than seven?
Eight.
Got eight. Is eight the final bid? Okay, we have eight going once, going twice, sold for $8.
I'm going to pick a little something else.
If you think you may be ordering more later, we'll just...
If I need the microphone, I'll stand.
This is a junior's shirt. It says, let me open it up, so it's not for an adult. Says it's Apollo 40th anniversary, Apollo 11. It's a size. I got my glasses. I don't have
medium.
Them.
Huh?
Medium.
Medium
child.
Small.
Looks pretty small to me.
Rocketeer small.
What do you think? $3? $2? Start. $5?
Five.
$5. Come on, guys.
Fit my arm.
$5. There we go, five.
Max.
Ten.
There you go. Six right here.
Six right there. All right. Sorry.
Six.
Okay.
Seven. Ten.
Ten. All right. What do you think? So when was?
11.
I said 12.
12.
Get up there.
Anybody else? Are they going once, twice, sold for $12.
Open something.
That should
go
first.
Okay, the next item we have here is one of the new Fliss kits. It's called the Shadow Lord. And this is, as those of you familiar with Fliss kits know, the low early production models are numbered by Jim. This is production number one. And is autographed by Jim himself on face card.
Nice.
And he's got also a little letter to go along with it here. So this is going to be quite a rare item. So do we have any opening bids for this kit number one Shadow Lord? Sorry?
45.
Just
25. 25.
Oh, sorry.
25. Okay. That's Canadian dollars.
Exchange rate got away on that. 25. Anyone want to go to 30?
Come on, guys. Number one, sign.
30.
He's got 30.
It'd be worth more if it had been signed by Brian,
40.
Too.
He's got 40.
50.
50. Anyone going to go above 50? Autograph, face card, kit number one. We've got 50 going once. 55. Do we want to keep it going? 55 is the current bid.
60.
Now we're getting there. We've got 60. Production number one. Got 60 going once.
65.
I think I found the secret. Every time I say going once, it generates a bid. 65 is a bid. Anyone want to go over 65?
Magic word.
65 going once. Going twice. Sold for $65.
Well, we seem to have a lot of these.
Thanks, Carl.
This year is no exception. We have plenty of engines to give out. Two of B-14s.
B-14 what?
Fives.
Fives.
Caps are on. Can't get them off. Won't try to. It'll ruin the value.
$2.
$2?
$2.
I have no idea what they're worth.
$2.
$10.
$10? They're worth it? That's what you bid.
I want a fire one.
You fire.
$10. Take
this
three.
$12.
The Cameron one.
I think it says $11 when it was $12. That $1 over the sale price probably 10, 30 years ago.
Well, 15.
15.
It has to be 14 zeros.
So 15. Motors into nice and tight.
I think high speed video of a B14 staging port is right.
15. Going once.
I'm in 20.
25.
Hmm?
I
like
your real paper
I think this keeps saying going once.
Going once.
Never get
twice. Sold for 25.
How did I know it was Bruce?
It was Bruce.
Okay, this next item was a late coming donation from Chris Taylor, which is a rather unique recovery system here that he's graciously donated. Get it open.
Does a drink come with that?
Yeah, we're getting the big drink.
That's right. Big drink.
You'll need a really big drink after you do this. Okay, we have an opening bid for this unique recovery system.
$2.
$2. Come on, this is definitely worth more than $2. Somebody else?
Is that real silk?
Well, it's definitely a fabric, but I don't know.
We have $2.
It's going to be sunny tomorrow, but nothing else you can keep the sun on.
It's a multi-purpose
item. It might rain on the way back to the hotel.
Yes, to anyone who was at the town hall meeting, might want to pick this up for one.
Yeah. Use it. Variable geometry nose cone.
Yes, other use. They keep on growing. So.
Right.
Three. We have $3.
Fly it.
Was that a big idea? No. $3?
Actually, just hit
four.
$4.
Ooh. Anybody going to go up to $5? Okay, we have to come up with a few more uses for this thing. $4.
Protection against dual leg loft.
There you go.
Dual leg loft
deflects. Nobody up there want to go $5? Now we have $4 going once. Going twice. Sold for $4.
For those of you who flew competitively at NARAM 50 but didn't win anything, like myself, and you want a medal from NARAM 50, guess what? You can get a medal from NARAM 50. You know, you may not have flown there competitively or won anything. I think this is the second place now. We have nothing up there for
I got a second place.
First place. Second place is still pretty good. 50 cents?
$20.
$20? No, it's not. $20.
I got second place in the drag race. I won at the medal, but they ran out.
Chris has $20 on second place.
That's a
any other bids?
He shoots his score.
Going once. Twice. Sold to Chris.
I just thought the medals look so cool.
My daughter got one of them.
Okay. The next item is another set of items actually donated by Jim Fliss. And it consists of a 10-pack of whatchamacallit, bulk pack. as well as the cutaway motor kit that Kit produces. So it's a good set of items for educational purposes here. We have an opening bid for 10 bulk pack of 10 whatchamacallits and cutaway motor kit. $10.
$50.
Nice.
Do I have 60 out here somewhere? 10 whatchamacallits and a cutaway motor kit. $50 is the current bid. Anyone out there more than 50?
And Lance, we build them all tonight, right?
Rocket out
Swarm.
Of
them.
50 going once, going twice, sold for $50.
Yeah, I know. I've got Jack say a few words on this. I'll let you take it. Oh.
Okay, we have an item here. This is my final markup of War of the Worlds chapter, which was the longest chapter in the Saucer Fleet, and it's also my favorite. So before I threw them all away, I figured this would make a pretty cool item. It also contains the old mock-up cover that you guys saw in the binder for the past 4 years, every time I hold the binder up, with the liner notes on the back that read, these are the liner notes where I say a whole bunch of clever things about flying saucers to make you like a look.
So we have Jack's last edit notes on this segment of the Flying Saucer Fleet.
This is Saucer Fleet.
Saucer Fleet.
$10.
$10? $10. Not bad. Just hit them. Interesting. Drawings and graphs.
15.
15.
20.
20. All right. If I find anything really interesting.
Hell, she's rich.
This is cool.
Very nice. 20.
25.
25. Yeah. You want to see it? Leap through it?
Smell it.
Or maybe they want to put more on it? 30 or more? I'd like to touch it, whatever you need to do.
Find any further edits.
30 late now.
30! Got a 30 bid. 30. 50 more? Going once. Going twice. 30 it is. So.
No, it's all about skin bottles.
Blocking?
No.
Okay, next item up is a kit from Red River Rocketry, the USS Prometheus. Brand new kit here. Do I have an opening bid on the Prometheus?
Five.
We got five.
Ten.
Ten. $10.
$15.
Anybody want to go above 15? Anyone? 15 going once. Going twice. Sold for 15.
Okay, let's play a book. The first serious book of the space age, the space enterprise, G. Harry Stein. It's got, someone wrote it at $4. That's, see if there's any autographs or anything in here. Yeah, can't find anything. That's about it. Nice pictures. If you want to see it, see if I get some. I mean, neat pictures in there. See. Pass it around if you want to see it. It's going to help get more money. I'll pass around and show it to you. I don't care.
$5.
$5?
$5.
$6.
$10. $10.
12.
I'm trying to think what was copyrighted.
This is a frog. My
favorite. It's okay.
Hi, John.
What are we at right now?
$12.
$12. $1,980. Some of this dollar stuff, that's good.
Dollar General or something?
$20, Space Enterprise, G. Harry Stein. Don't go home without one. 20, going once, twice, sold for $20.
Okay, we've got some more motors here. These are set up three rocket flight, F-50-7, F-50-5, and F-50SS-5, Silver Streak. So for a lot of three rocket flight motors, so I have an opening bid for three motors.
Yeah.
I got
$10.
$15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $15. $
We have 31.
40.
40.
41.
Did I give a 41 there?
Yes, you did.
Okay, 41. 41 up there. Three F motors. Rocket. 51.
It's a good price even at today's prices.
51 going once. Going twice. Sold for $51.
You
better put those in the magazine, Jack.
Okay. Those of you who may have got your toothbrush, or if not, maybe you want to get your kid a toothbrush. We have this nice little fresh toothbrush, but I figured we need to add something to it for the kid while he's getting ready for bed. So we have Tom Swift and his rocket ship, a 1954 copyright. And whoever had this book was really into the, you know, the hippie generation. We got peace signs in the middle of it. I tried to track some of those. Opening bid, $2. $2. $5.
Six.
Tom Swift.
Ten.
Ten.
11.
This actually. Ooh. That's going to be worth 5 by itself.
Now, if it helps,
I brought that to $950, and we just didn't get into the auction, so it was intended for $950.
Ooh, so it's been to two narrows.
And the batteries still work.
Toothbrush.
The toothbrush, eh? Mm-hmm.
You're getting strange looks from the TSA.
I did 12.
Okay.
13.
13.
14.
15.
15 up here. No kid should be without this toothbrush. I mean, come on.
After a toothbrush.
Where are you going to find one? You know, from the shovel.
What part do you want?
I want the toothbrush.
10 and 10?
Well, 10 and 10.
20.
20 bucks, you split it? I'm okay with that. Going once? Twice?
And then just on the boat, your brothers.
No, that's what they're doing. I'll split this.
Oh, that's sold.
Sold.
Oh, I just want the book. Thank you.
I just want to go to
the book. Cool.
Debbie Helen is.
Travel.
You can charge it to Mark.
Love that.
And I got another box of motors here. This box is also donated by Jim Fliss. We've got in here an Aerotech E10-2, an Aerotech F14-10. An Aerotech G110-5, an Aerotech F44-5W, and a Flight Systems E66. So there's a total of five motors in the box here. I have an opening bid for these five motors.
$5.
Okay, sure. We can do better than that, but we have $5.
You can't take them back on the plane.
Took the box up.
$5. He's going to go above five.
Took the box.
Hey, walk him up the aisle so you see him.
That was good. Ooh, old style packaging.
25.
Five.
Thank you.
25. That's $5 a motor.
I love books. I never have too many books.
Now everyone's had a look at them. Yeah, 25 is the current bid.
Step number three.
Anyone want to go to 30 on these motors? 30.
So cool.
40. You've got $40. $40 going once. Twice.
Sold
for $40.
Who? Who got him?
I'll give you the big stuff. I had a little trouble understanding what this was at first. Maybe someone in here.
T-shirt.
It's a T-shirt. Yeah, I figured that out. Someone told me. What does Falcon represent? So I know.
Falcon.
Is that a model?
SpaceX booster?
The T-shirt. How big's a T-shirt? Okay. Well, anyway, there's a T-shirt in here. Unknown size. Got me open. I can. It looks like a package. In the package, probably worth
it. It looks like a.
No.
Where?
It
looks like a handgun carved out of silver.
Oh, great! It's an XL. I can't wear those. No way. I'm gonna take pictures of those.
$5.
An XL Falcon T-shirt. $7. $7 T-shirt, nicely wrapped. Looks good. $7.
I'm going to.
$8. Going once.
$8.
$8. Any more? Come on. Teach. Go. Is this light colored? You know what?
Good.
How much?
Good.
$10. It's going to be hot tomorrow. The white goes well out there. You won't get too hot. Nice. Ten. Going once. Twice. Sold for $10.
Got another item here that Jack donated, so he's going to give us a bit of an explanation on this one.
It's a walking catalog. Okay, I've been converting all of my VHS tapes to DVDs before they disintegrate completely, and I came across this one when I was doing all these Nova episodes. This is a Nova episode from 1988 called The Light Stuff, and it's the program on Project Daedalus, the human-powered flight from Crete to Greece. And the reason I thought it'd be interesting here is it was done by MIT, and a lot of members of the MIT Rocket Society are in this, including John Langford, who was the program manager, so he gets a lot of face time, and Bob Hartz, and Kelby Youngren, and a bunch of other guys. So it's one of their standard 55-minute programs.
I made a label for it, too.
Okay. So we've got an episode of Nova, The Light Stuff. Do I hear an opening bid?
10 cents.
10 cents.
Oh, that hurts.
$5. Oh, there we go.
$5 more than that.
Now, I heard a $5 and 10 cents. Was I serious, Ben?
I heard a $5.11.
No,
not. I heard a rumor Jennifer only takes whole dollar bids, so, but
it's $6.
$6, so we're
$7.
Here. $7.
Oh, here she comes now.
$8.
I'll throw in a pocket knife, too.
$8 on pocket knife? $10.
$10.
And a fork.
$12. $12 going once, going twice, sold for $12.
Thank you.
Let's do another book. Vision of Space Flight, images from the Orderly Collection.
Fred Orderly.
Did you give this to Fred?
No, I brought it, but Jack can certainly talk to it.
$5.
$5?
$5.
Got lots of color. Look at all those
little models. There's stuff in there, folks.
Ooh, come on, look at that.
Fred Orton.
10?
15.
15.
20.
20. You want to see it? You can't bring it back, or you can see if there's anything you want to look at it. Then they get the money up even higher. I'll be happy to bring it back.
Are you Canadian, or are you going to
America? Look at that.
Actually, that one particular drawing you happen to open up to is a Ron Miller recreation of the Chisholm Funstill.
Good stuff.
It is. Good stuff. $20? Going once. Very good condition.
$25.
Very good condition. I mean, the wrap and everything, perfect.
$30.
$30. Going once.
$35.
$40. Oh, it sounds like he's bidding them up. What the 40? So I find a nice picture. Oh, there's some. Look at that. Some launch signs. Up the 40.
Oh, John.
$40. Going once? Twice?
50.
50. 50. $60. Going once?
65.
65.
$75.
Good.
That's if he can get an autograph for you. He can try to get an autograph for you. If Jack keeps it, you lose. $75. Any more? $80. Anybody out there? $75. Going once. Going twice. $75.
Oh, you're good here.
Huh? Cool box.
Okay, next item is a monogram plastic kit, F-104C Starfighter. I have an opening bid for this monogram plastic kit.
$5.
Future plastic model conversion kit.
Absolutely. $5 is current bid. Anyone else on
here? Six.
Six.
Ten.
$10. Do I have more than 10 out there? $10 going once. Twice. Sold for $10. We have an E2 Transrock 2 flying model rocket transmitter locator. Unfortunately, no headphones.
Oh.
That's
fine.
Headphones.
$1.
You can give us $1? $1.
I'll give you $2.
It's yours.
We're up to 2. Nothing else I can tell you about it. Box was open, obviously. If there's headphones, the box had to be open. We're up to 2. Is that what we're going to get? 2?
I can 5.
If I melt them down, I get 5.
Give you more use of it.
Going once?
Three.
Joy just had a sigh of relief. The 3. Once. Twice. Sold for an amazing $3. Okay, what I have here is a special limited edition of the Narum 51 t-shirt. As you can see, it's not the standard blue issue, but a nice bright orange that you may have seen the contest director wearing around this evening.
There's only 2 of them. He has 1 of them.
And this one is an extra large, but that, I'm not auctioning this one off right now. I'm going to auction off one that isn't here, but which you can get exactly like this, but in whatever size you want. But any size you want. So
I got a question. Mr. Contest Director, can you auction one off in every size?
That would lower the price.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make more money.
This extra large will be auctioned later, but right now we're auctioning whatever size you want.
$40.
$40.
Woo!
That's what I like to hear.
Chris's color is right.
Who's going to take them on? We got $40.
Who else looks good in orange?
I'm very hungry.
We've got $40.
These are going to be very limited. Anyone want to go above 40?
In the dark.
Now, you must be all waiting for this extra large.
It won't fit Chris.
No, but he's getting any size he wants. 40 going once. Twice. Sold. 40 bucks. Three t-shirts. I haven't looked at them yet, so I think about them. This is a medium. A medium. It's a kid's medium. And they're 39.
They're for thousands.
42 large.
What size?
Large, kids large.
That's a local lunar shirt.
What size?
It's like a good.
It is a medium. Three t-shirts. Unfortunately, this is worn a whole bunch, this one right here. Some heavy duty deodorant in that one.
Are they pit stains of a famous rocketeer?
I don't know. I'm sure that
they have the DNA tested first.
That's what we ought to do. Everyone get a DNA test and we'll find out. Actually, they all have pit stains. That one does too. You just can't see it. This dude sweated up there.
Who signed the laundry?
Wow. Okay, that's it. Opening bid.
Make you hold them longer.
It's real hard if you get those pitch planes. But going once, twice.
Thank God.
So for a
Oh, man. I do.
Okay, we have two of these tonight. Do one at a time. You probably all recognize these. The SPAC hat.
I could have bid you up.
version one.
SPAC hat version one. Yeah, I have an opening bid over there.
It's upside down.
Unfortunately, you need to go to stores. I'm sure Tom B's
Well, somebody was wanting one of them meal today, and I told them they'd be boxed off, so I put your camera on. No big bid.
10.
15.
20. Got 20. Can we get an autograph?
You get all that. 20 is the current bid. 20 going once. Going twice. Sold for $20.
Woo.
I held this off.
Yep. Not quite.
I got rid of the second place medal that Chris bought. This is a first place medal from Narum 50. All these competitors who want to win one, but haven't. Tom?
Are you
ready?
15.
15. John, 15.
15.
15.
All right, 15. First place.
I didn't win first place.
I can wear it. They don't know that you didn't get it.
20.
First place bid.
I heard the 20.
Where's 20?
20.
20. Should have stopped talking and listen. 20.
25.
25. 25. First place, Aaron Sibley.
Like.
Still looks rapper. Looks great.
It's not great.
30.
It's not great.
It's not engraved. That's right. It's just blank.
You can make three eventual one.
Whatever you really like. Whatever event you like, you can engrave.
30.
30. Up to $30.
That's what I like to see. The first place coach should cost more than the second.
That's it. $30. First place. Going once. Twice. Sold for $30. Okay, we'll do another kit from Red River Rocketry. This one is the pea shooter. So I have an opening bid for the pea shooter.
$5.
$6.
Seven.
Ten.
You got $10 for the pea shooter.
So you just pour a can of peas in there, right?
Ten going once. Twice. Sold for
$10. She just wants them there and
Hmm?
She just wants them there and live.
Okay, these are from Sunward.
Oh, she does. She's down there with that.
Since these are Canadian, I believe. Right, Sunburst Canadian? I'll do it. This is a 29mm engine mount kit for a BT-50. And this is a triple 24mm engine mounting kit for a BT-80. We're selling them as a pair.
29mm won't fit into BT-50.
I'm just reading what it says. It says 29mm engine mount kit for BT-80, I said.
Ah!
BT-50, BT-80. This one I said 50, this one I said 80. Oh, the 24, excuse me, 24 is also an 80, my fault. They're both 80s.
Oh, see. That's three of them.
$5.
Are you guys going to be, big and big? I can get one. $5. I want dollars. All right.
I have five here.
Five here already.
$8.
$8.
Ten.
$10. Good, nice. The tubes are solid, no problems.
$15.
$15. Going once. Come on.
It usually works.
I know. I'm tired of talking. 15. Once. Twice. Sold for $15.
Thank you, Dr. Lindell.
This next item is an empty printer box. What you're actually bidding on is the printer that goes in here, which, as you can see, is a Canon printer. Was only used at Narum, and therefore not used very much. It's an all-in-one printer, so it copies and scans as well as prints, and it has all of the software, and the printer will be available on Friday at the banquet. It's done being used, so we have a Canon printer.
It does include the USB cable as well.
It does include that's got to sell it. It includes the USB cable. So.
And it's a Canon, so ink is cheap.
Right, it's cheap. Do I have an opening bid on the Canon printer?
$5.
$5.
$20.
Yeah, $20 for a printer. Cartridges are worth more than that. $25.
It's all refills, baby.
Printer for on-site regions.
$25 for the printer.
Come on, guys, more than that. I paid a lot more than that.
The USB cable's worth that much.
It's got to be a $60 printer.
I'll give you 30.
30. We have 35 from anyone.
We forgot about it. You can win a dream vacation. So I gotta believe we got the receipt for that.
John, tell your vacation.
I did not
text it.
Yes, you can.
It even tells you how to register the whole bit. You know, www.usacanon, the whole bit, sweepstakes. So come on. Get away vacation.
$30 is the current bid. Nobody's interested in that, entering that vacation. $30.
$35.
You got 35. Anyone want to go 40? $35 going once.
Like new. USB. Cheap.
With the cartridges.
Say goodbye.
Going twice.
Let it get away.
Sold.
$35.
Good luck on the vacation.
Send an NAR postcard.
Hey, this is the
boss. This is the American. I know what this is. I don't get a tape. It's the American in Orbit, Castle Films. Is it 8mm?
Must be.
I think there's something in it. I don't want to open it. It's all taped up.
It says on the box 8 millimeter.
Just 8 millimeter? Okay.
Regular 8?
8 millimeter.
You sell it.
There's a collector.
Yeah. Will there be a projector at the auction later?
No. $5. $7.
How about 10?
$10.
I think it gets back to
me. American in Orbit.
What it is. Wow. It seems neat. Tape's in there. You can hear it. It's moving around.
15. 20. So if I walk back, I get more money. $20.
John, they can have it transferred to DVD.
That's right.
Hmm?
Transferred to DVD.
Add your own
and you can sell it to Jack.
$20.
$20. Going once. Twice. Sold for $20.
Got another item from Jack for the little story again. This is similar to the earlier one. This is the final markup, actually not quite final markup, of Earth versus the Flying Saucers chapter. What makes this one different than the other is this is the copy that was sent to Ray Harryhausen and his agent, and they did the markups. Now, for total disclosure, Ray Harryhausen did not do these markups. He lives in England, so he took his copy and just communicated all of his changes to his agent, who is a guy named Arnold Kuhnert down in Southern California. And it includes the envelope with Kuhnert's address in case you ever want to contact him. And seriously, he's pretty well insulated. It took me 3 months to figure out how to contact him. You can do it just for the price of a bid.
You did copy the information down, didn't you, Jack?
I've got his email address now.
Okay, so this one, a little bit rarer than the earlier markup. This, So we have an opening bid for this markup.
$5.
$5. 10. You got $10. You get not only the markup, but the agent's address. So.
15.
15.
Is that your markup?
15. We have 20. $15 going once. Last chance. Twice. Sold for $15.
All right, we're going to step it up a little bit to some engines again. These are Cox rocket engines.
Ooh.
These are B-6 tubes. Threes, hold on. B-6 tubes. Yeah. These are D-4-6s, D-6-8s, D-4-8s. D is in David. These three are Bs. These are Bs.
These are
D4s?
FSI motors.
Oh, FSI motors. Yes, these are FSI. Excuse me. These are FSI. These are Cox.
Include igniters?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, they don't look like they've ever been touched. They look in good shape, really good shape. Yes, the igniters are in there, I was told.
Old motor program, $10.
D4H, D4-6s, and D6-8s.
Put in competition?
Probably not the best grade, but it's a... And then these little P's here.
$10.
$10.
Jack King already.
I've already had a $10 bid in.
Already have, excuse me. $10 is already in.
I think it's 20.
20. By Jim. 40. $40. Going once. 75. Whoa. Going once on 75. How far are you? 80. 90. Going once on 75.
That's one way to get them.
Twice.
Nice.
Sold to Bruce for $75. Okay, next item. I'm told it's not a kit, but it's a collection of parts closely resembling a kit. Obviously got the body tube, nose cone, some fins, parachute.
Nike smoke.
That is some, Nike some parts smoke. Of a more than, yes, it's an Nike smoke. I'm not sure exactly what isn't here, but I'm told it's not a kit, so, but most of it will be here. Do I have an opening bid for this Nike smoke?
$50.
75. 75.
Is that
nose going
to
make
up?
I think the
nose going to
be a fiberglass.
80 dollars
is current bid.
Yeah, I'll bring it back.
You're not kidding. Put a big light inside the top of that. Hey, it's good for your precision craft. Spike from our bottom fighter.
I have a pause in the bidding.
That's pretty good. Looking.
$80 is the current bid.
$80?
You want to look at it?
Well, Steve would like to look at it.
$100.
Hey, John, wow. Steve would like to look at it.
Steve, you want to look at it? Here.
$110.
That's it for me.
I'm rotten.
Tough crowds.
Where we at right now? 110.
This is what I do.
110. Current bid.
That's pretty slick.
That's very nice.
Put a big light in the bottom of that.
Is anybody willing to go to 120?
That'd light up nice.
I'm not putting it in there because I'll break it.
You know, Matt, you could do something good for the a night launch.
Oh, that would be great for that.
Mm-hmm.
One ten. Going once. Twice. And sold. 110.
That's pretty cool.
Beta series, Astrocam. I can't believe everything's here. Still tape. We're coming loose a little bit. Not in bad shape. Tape on the rod is in good shape. No major creases in the boxes. The box is beautiful. Bid?
$5.
$5? My thanks.
So does anyone know, is that the most improved option?
$10. $10 bid out there for an Astrocam.
Does it include the film?
I still buy 110.
Yeah, you can still get 110.
Yeah, easy. Only Kodak stopped making it.
Yeah, when the kit first came out, they put the film in there for you.
Oh.
You see. Film not included. Film and film processing available locally, it says.
Yeah, not necessarily anymore.
Yeah, you can still go to Walmart and get film.
$10 so far.
Really?
$10 bid.
I call it Johnston. They'll send it out.
They'll
send it out. All of the Walmart.
Not 1 hour.
Yeah, there are Walmart.
$10.
Wow.
15. Going once.
15.
All right. All right. All right. Our engineers steps up to the table.
Still get 110 if you
have that game. Up to 15. Going once. More than that. Going twice. Sold for $15.
That's the last Houston room I got a picture of. Rock Park.
Okay, we're going to do another book now, and this one is an Arthur C. Clarke book, The Wind from the Sun, Stories of the Space Age. Got a nice photo of Arthur on the back. Do I have an opening bid? All right, Bill.
Ten.
$10. Anybody want to go 15?
When was it printed?
Here, when was it printed? Okay, we'll have to get John if he's going to get a nice idea. 1971. Oh, actually, copy of the original copyright is 1962.
It's 71.
It's a collection of short stories. So.
Mm-hmm. What was the last bid?
Ten.
Right, $10. $12 here?
$12.
We got $12. 12 going once. Twice. Sold for $12. Okay, we have a little Nerum 51 memorabilia piece. Here's a Nerum 51 patch. This is the Nerum 51 program guide. It actually has a little problem. It was actually stamped on both sides.
John?
You got to explain the patch.
Yeah, John, those are both errors. That's
error patch
and error program.
Error patch. What's wrong with the patch?
Wrong colors.
Wrong colors.
Green.
That makes them unique.
They have it collectible. You all find them. Well, you don't know anything. I have one on my other shirt. I have two and two.
Want me to explain it, John?
Huh?
Want me to admit?
You explain it because you're really good at this.
No, not really.
Is this also different? Because this is clear. That's why we're black.
we had trouble getting the patches made this year. AB Emblems was going through reorganization, and we just had trouble the whole time. When I originally submitted the artwork for NARM 51, the artist assigned the wrong thread color number. And so it was not realized until the patches arrived at my house that they were all wrong. 225 were made wrong. So ABM decided to do them over for us for nothing. And at that time, I also brightened up the blue and the orange on the patch. So there's actually three changes, but the biggest color change you'll notice is this tan. It's a real nice color, but it just doesn't go with this patch. ABM was requested all the patches be returned. We requested that a certain amount be saved, and so we held some back. This is the only one that I know is being offered for bid tonight.
It is. It's the only one being offered.
This auction, this program book was actually punched wrong. Half of it was punched wrong.
Yes.
And so we decided to auction it off.
It was double punched, actually, both sides.
We double punched it so you could assemble the book. So we decided to auction off the error program with the error patch. I can tell you, these are extremely limited.
Right.
No
stain. No stain. Anyway, what we have for this error patch and error program?
$10.
$10. $10. Is that 11? 12. You only get it once. Never get it again. $10. Going once.
$11.
Left 12.
Oh, why not? $12.
What's that?
$12.
$12.
$13.
$13 going once. Twice. $15. Thanks, Bill. $15. Going once.
It's extremely rare.
Extremely rare. One of a kind.
No, not one of a kind.
Except for the patches we have back in. $15. Going once. Twice. Sold for $15. Okay, this next item is a box of magazines, and I'm not sure exactly how many are in there, but I'll give you an idea.
Two different kinds.
Yeah. Two different kinds, one split in half?
There's the Final Frontier magazine, and there's a High Power Rocketry magazine.
Yes.
He's guessing.
Let's do, you want to do the High Power?
They get the dates of the person in there.
Final Frontier magazines are from 1990 to 1998, and High Power Rocketry magazines are from 1993 to 1998.
I think these are all High Power.
I don't think it's all inclusive. Well, every issue.
I mean, what
you get. All right. Well, we'll do the High Power Rocketry. I'll just start showing them as you guys are reading them, which are reported to be somewhere from 1993 to 1998, but not necessarily inclusive. So
$10.
$15.
$15.
$25. You get $25.
You know how many there are? How many counts? I'll tell you.
Guess yours,
30. Around 30 seems to be the guess. $25.
Yeah, they're probably at least
30. Less than $1 a copy. $25.
$30.
Must
have been one they liked there.
Keep going, John.
I'm going.
Get some nice covers out there. $30.
Try to give years.
There's 1995. $30.
I
mean, 96.
31.
31.
35.
97. 40.
50.
Some more 96s. special UK edition?
$50.
$55.
Keep going, Jeff.
$97, $97.
$55 is current bid.
Some more 96s.
$70.
$70.
$75.
$100.
$100.
$98.
$100 current bid.
Got any more special editions?
I'm looking at something. X33, here. They're all in like 1977 or 1997, 1998, 1996.
$100.
There's two of the same. Maybe these are like brand new. I don't know. They look brand new.
$100 going once.
I'm nervous.
Twice. Sold for $100.
Okay, we'll do the next batch. The next batch. I'll do the. You auction. I'll talk. You talk.
That worked well, so we'll keep this going here. The next set are a set of Final Frontier magazines.
If you find this one, it's instant savings.
So we use it on the auction.
Not that.
This is display until 8/31/90.
That's a nice
live August edition.
Do I have an opening bid? How many do we have there?
Gosh. I'd say somewhere in the.
Does anybody know what this magazine is? Was it a journal? Like for?
Well, you're asking hard questions.
It's got about 35 to 36 magazines here. They originally sold for $350 USA and $395 Canadian. Looks a lot like a launch in a way. It's got similar to launch. Stuff on NASA research.
Any opening bids?
Come on, guys.
$5.
There it is. $5.
$10.
$10.
$10.
Beyond Apollo 17.
Where did you have it?
Yeah. December 97.
15.
September 97. June of 97. Looks like we got all the 97s in here.
Current bid's $15.
It's just an independent magazine.
Yep. 98. So I'm going to say again, 96, 97, 98 is the time frame. Gravity Police. Tom Hanks returns to the moon.
$15 current bid. Anyone going willing to go 20?
Special Mars issue. I got special
Mars. $15 going once. Twice. Gold for $15.
Are you driving gold? You have an awful lot of paper.
You felt that
to the hotel.
You
felt that
to the
hotel. I'm transporting you
by the reader. Sure. Okay. All right. We've got flight systems, three motors, E-5-4s.
Ooh. Tack intact. Igniter's behind here. A bit open. E-5-4s. Pack of three. Do have an opening bid?
$5.
Come on, guys. It's at least $5.
$5.
Pack of three. E-5-4s.
$10.
We're getting something more interesting after this. Everyone's going to sleep. Got to get something more interesting. E-5-4s. Pack of three. Flight systems. 10, going once, twice, 15, what'd you say? Who said something? Bruce, you said something? We have 15? I don't know where we're at right now. $15? 10? 15? Going once? Twice? Sold for $15. Okay, we're going to go to a little bit older kit here. We've got an Estes LTV Scout, kit number 1287, that looks to be in pretty mint condition to me.
$10.
$10.
$25.
$35. $35. Interesting, really interesting. So look at the new label on that one. Look at the new label on this one. Different kits.
One's blue and one's white.
But they're both new. What did you say, Tom? 35?
35.
50.
$50.
It's not. Come on, it's for good cause.
What does he know that we
have? Nothing. Nothing. I just like kits.
Got $50.
I'll take it.
Anybody want to go 60? I'm getting encouragement from my partner here, so anyone sure they don't want to go 60 up there? Okay, 50 going once, twice, sold.
Here, while he does those, we'll do one more of these so he gets to some of the better stuff here. Still some Saturns and things. This is called what again?
Bad Pet.
Version 1.
Version 2 is used to tarp.
Okay, we have one more left. What did we do on the last one?
$20.
$10.
$10?
$15.
I'll make it $20.
$20.
$21.
$21. Going once. $21. It's bad. Going twice. Sold for $21. Anybody wants to grab your stuff up to take home? Now we've got a picture here, which seems to be in the theme of Narrow 51. And Steve told me a story about it, but I can't remember what it was. But do you got any words to say about it, Steve?
You can buy that spaceship. It's in Ontario, Canada.
You can buy this spaceship, and it's in Ontario, Canada. How about that? But for now, you can buy the picture. Do you have any bids for this photograph commemorating the theme of Narrow 51?
Five.
Anybody for 10?
Six.
Oh, that's a snark. Six. Yeah, $6.
Turn it
this way.
$10.
Great in your home or office. Got $10. $10 going once. Twice. Sold for $10. Okay. We'll do another kit. This is a Flat Cat Flying Rockets MPC, obviously, in its box. Cellophane, all intact, no rips, no tears, looking really good.
$5.
$20. Who said 20? $20, Jim. $20 on a Flat Cat MPC.
Designed by Harry Stein.
$20. Right here, $25.
$50. Going once. Once, twice. Sold for $20.
You wouldn't have to pay for it.
Well, we'll stick with that theme, and we've got a flat cat goose glider from Quest, kit number 3006. We have a bid for the flat cat from Quest. $5.
$6.
$6. Flat cat goose glider.
$7.
$8. Anyone want to go up to 10? Come on. Let's go. $8 current bid.
$10.
$10, that's it. There we go. $10. $10. Going once. Twice. Sold for $10.
Less than a question. Uh-huh. Sank an airfoil.
Tax
zone
four-inch igniters and recovery wadding MPC engines A3-6. Fully encased, plastic, hardware, everything's well intact. I see a collector's item here. $5. Do I hear? $7. $10. $5. Pack of four A36 motors with igniters and wadding. $8.36. $7. Where are we at, Jennifer? I forget. Losing my mind.
I'm trying to find
out
this.
What's the last bid?
Five.
I don't think there's one.
$5. Just five? Okay. $5. So I have seven.
What? Six.
Ten. Going once.
Six.
$6 by Chris. $6. Going once. Twice. Sold for $6. Now we've got another plastic kit here, which is a 1/24th scale Gemini capsule. This particular version appears to be released in 1993. Do I have an opening bid out there?
$5. I heard a 10.
Oh, I got a 10 back there. Anyone higher than 10?
1/24th scale.
1/24th scale. 15. 20. Got 20 out there. Do I hear 25? Not 20. 20 going once. Twice. Sold for $20. Okay, Stevie, I want to explain this, or is there anything you'd like?
It was just shipped to me just like it is. I just said, do you think a already built kit might be or something? Like that. We'll see.
What's your item?
Dr. Ron, the mystery's gone.
Oh, sorry, guys. That's the value gone. $10. Good shape.
$5.
$5. Well, decals.
$10.
With the box with the two. On the currency. $10.
$15.
I have a bid for 15. 16 or 17.
Isn't that the logo of your Narren Ross?
Yeah, that's our Narren 41
logo. Narren 41 logo. Here's
20 from Gleda. 20 from Gleda. A bid for 20. Going once. 22, 25, going once, going twice, sold for $20. Okay, now we're coming back to the extra-large version of the limited edition Narren 51 shirt that you were all waiting for last time. Do I have an opening bid on the extra large?
$10.
Very large. $10.
$10.
Okay.
$15.
$20.
So you're more than 20.
$25.
23 of them. Steve's got one. Chris has the other. That's 25. It. Never been worn. $25, current bid. The blue ones will cost you $16. John said, limited to three that we know of.
We had 20 minutes.
25. 25 is the current bid. 25 going once.
About 30.
30.
Double large.
I'm extra large, I think. That's all right.
30.
That is extra large. It's a little thick.
30 going once.
31.
31.
35.
35. That sounded like a reluctant 30 on it. 35. I have 36 up there.
There's three of them. That's it. Three of them. I mean, think about that. You'll never see this again.
35 going once. Twice. Sold. Feet of half inch mylar, 48 inches wide. Great for any competitor. Now, this gives you an edge that the other guys have over you right here. This is it. 50 feet, half mil by 48.
Still make your thing lofter shoes.
I don't want to open it, so I don't want to expose it to any light or anything else. That makes
$5.
$5. Okay, right. So that's more than that. $5. That's 10.
So it's clear.
No, it's mylar. It's silver.
Go now.
I've never seen those in my life. Gold blanket.
There I got it. It is silver.
Aluminized mylar.
Ooh, come on.
$10.
Now we're up with value. What's that?
$10.
$10. Mirror sheeting. Here it is. Dusty can even tell you where to get it if you want more. Okay?
Unroll it so it stays good.
Let's get real. $15. Oh, it's worth way more than that.
Heart streamer.
streamers, parachutes, you name it. This is it.
I heard a bid back, yeah.
What's that?
I'm about to say, how big a rock?
$30. That's it for 30.
Where's it from again?
Air sheeting. That power you buy from MRI chat. Air sheeting.
Don't
know what they are.
That might be what it is.
Heat deflectors, they make hydroponic clay, flower arrangement designs, a bunch of other stuff. Baby safe. It's baby safe. It's a sensor here, baby safe. It's up to $30, right? Am I correct? $30. Going once. Twice. Sold for $30.
They do the same thing.
Lots of tubes, Don. Lots of
tubes. It's hot, I'd run.
Okay, and this will be our third kit of the night from Red River Rocketry, the payloader. Do I have an opening bid for the payloader?
$5.
$6.
$7.
$7, current bid.
$10.
$10. Anybody want to go above $10? For the payloader. $10. Going once. Twice. Sold. $10.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Alright, just
do it. Got a nice kitty going
on. Explain some of
the things. Do this one first, or which one would you prefer? First one. Okay.
Okay, I have shirt here that was belonged.
Windbreaker.
Pardon?
It's a windbreaker jacket.
It's a windbreaker jacket, I'm sorry. I'm glad I have my wife here to correct me when I made it. This jacket belonged to my daughter, Betty. And as you probably know, or a lot of you, she was at an RM50. And she'll be at 52 in Colorado. And she was about 18 when she was going to various events with this jacket. This has a patch on it for an RM12, which was held in Houston.
Right.
So.
It was worn by an instant sometimes.
So let's get some money going here, okay? Who would like to start it?
$10.
$10, oh, come on. Fire 15.
Hand stitched by Glita.
$10, my guys. What's the size?
Medium.
Lady, no sizes.
Medium.
It's medium.
$15.
$15.
Would I sign?
You want to sign? He'll sign it too.
40.
There we go.
I
took
you.
I'm signing on both sides. He'll sign on both sides.
That's awesome.
Fit for 40, sign. One or both sides, you pick. You decide.
Take it back to Narum next year, Betty will sign it.
All right, come back to next year. Come to next Narum next year, and the daughter will sign it also. Bring it out. Up to 40. Going once. Twice. Anyone else? This last call. Sold, $40.
Do you want to sign it now or after? Do you want to sign it after?
I got markers.
All right. Some of you have been Model Rocketeers for a long, long time. And I have here one of our very original Astron Mark kits. And this was approximately, I believe, 1962 when this kit was manufactured. And they're very hard to come by. I have a certificate that goes with it. And it says the Astron Mark K2, all written RM51 auction. To whom it may concern, this Astron Mark Estes rocket kit number 2 was manufactured in 1962 at our facility in Penrose. At that time, nearly all of our sales were direct to Rocketeers via mail order. Keep costs down, the kit parts, along with instructions, were put in a plastic bag, the top folded over and stapled. We were not yet using hang tags. Hang tags were introduced later when we began marketing some of our kits through hobby shops. The hang tags provide an easy way for the rocket kits to be displayed. G. Harry Stein designed the Astron Mark for our fledgling company. The design was his contribution to help us broaden our offering to better serve the model rocket community. Kits of this vintage are very rare and not likely to be found in collector's offerings in such places as eBay and Sign Fern Furnaces.
Thanks, Fern.
Okay, so we've got a pre-hang tag version. 1962 K2 Astron Mark. What do I get for an opening bid?
$100.
$100. That's more than anything.
John just leaned over and went, you take credit cards, right?
Yes.
$125. $150.
We've got $150. 1962.
$200.
Wow.
$200. You'll also get the letter that Vern just read out to you. So $200 is the current bid. $200. Anybody going to go above $200? No takers above 200.
That's why you offered it.
200 going once. Twice. Yes, I'm looking at you, John. Three times. Sold for 200.
Narum 33, I bought one of these from Vern at the auction for $100. So this is a $200 one, what, 17 years later? 18 years later? It's well worth it.
Yep. There you go. Thank
you. All right, I have we offered it is last year at the auction. And as you all know, we had the special program going last year for the Golden Scouts. And as Carl was getting this program up and running, we worked with him, and one of the things that we did is we were working to try to design the body tubes and so on. Glenn and I decided that we would go ahead and make a few body tubes ourselves as special items. So if you look inside this body tube right at the bottom of it, you'll see that Glenn has signed it. Now, she couldn't get in there to do it, but she did it by first signing her name on it. It says Glenn, and it says 50 on it because it was done back when we for NARAM 50. And then the body tube was rolled, and so that is unique. The only way you can really sign a body tube inside, so it's a very unique item. It comes with this description of about the scout and the building of it, the very beginning. Also has this sheet has the signatures of myself, daughter Betty, and Glenda, and we were using these last year as part of the Golden Scout program. And this has a certificate of origin, and it reads, this is to certify that Astron Scout Kit GE-03 was assembled by Glenda Estes on July 22, 2008 in celebration of her 50th year of model rocketry. The kit contains a special body tube hand-rolled by Glenda in the same manner as done for the first Astron Scout kits she produced for Estes Industries. The body tube is autographed inside the aft end. This was accomplished by first signing her name, Glenda-50, on the paper used to make the tube. The tube was then rolled and later marked and punched for use in this kit and certified and signed by Glenda Estes, July 30th,
2008. So what do I have for an opening bid for the rocket and also the certification on the explanation of the rocket itself?
$10.
$10? I'll do $25. Anybody else? 25. 20 months. Autographed. Very nice little rocket. 25. 20 months. 100. Thank you. Very nice. $100. Going once. Twice. Sold for $100.
Final item that I brought, is identical to the last one, except it has a burn in it, 50. So we both participated in doing this. My number on it is 6. Hers was her number 3. I think she did actually have done a total of 4, and I did 8 or 10 or something like that. So this is Scout Special number 6.
Okay, so it's the commemorative scout version signed by Vern himself, number 6. Should I have an opening bid for this?
$10.
$10.
$20. $25. $25. $50. $50. We've got $50. $75. $75.
Anyone want to go up to 80? This one signed by Vern. 75 firm bid.
100.
100. $100. Anyone want to go over 100?
110.
110. We got 110. Anybody want to go to 120? 110 is the current bid. $110, going once, twice, sold for $110.
Let's get rid of the motors. They'll get one special, we'll say, we'll release.
We have another pack of mini jets, MPCs. These are half A33s. Again, there's four motors. Five igniters, as well as the Wadi to go with it. We have an opening bid. $5? A33s, half A33s, excuse me. Opening bid. $5 for Chris. $5. I hear six. $6.
Ten.
$10 by Bruce. $10 for a pack of four MPCs, half A33s. $10. Going once, twice, sold for $10. Before I go to the next item, I just wanted to take a moment to say thanks to Bernie Lita for, once again, the lovely items which have helped boost our total quite a bit over the last couple of sessions there. So. Thanks very much. We really appreciate it. All right. As we had an event to commemorate the 40th anniversary of Apollo 11, we've got here the 30th anniversary edition of the Estes Saturn V kit, which we've seen lots of Saturn V's and other Saturns out on the range this week, and anyone who was out there on Sunday saw that I proved it really doesn't fly on a D-12-3. But today I proved it does fly on a D-15, so we have an opening bid on the Saturn V.
$50.
$50. And this kit's completely sealed, by the way, so in mint condition. $50, current bid.
$60.
$75.
$75.
$80.
Retail value.
I think
it was $79 when I bought mine.
We're up to $80 right now.
$80 for
$90.
$90.
$100. Is it out of production? Is it out of production?
Oh, yeah.
For 10.
$110.
$110. $120.
I sell for twice.
$130.
Do I have $140 from anyone out there? It's a beautiful kit. Flies wonderfully with the right motor.
They want to keep it. Out of production, which even a good collector's item. Probably goes for double that on eBay.
$110. Anybody for $120?
Hey. What about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
sorry.
$130.
I lost track there.
$140.
$140.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. $140. Sorry.
Up to $140?
$150.
$150. 150, going once.
Well, woman on eBay for $700 last month.
Are you serious?
Really?
So you see how nice it looks.
You can even put it on eBay.
I know where all the bids are, so I just go with the bid.
I mean, it's perfect.
Well wrapped, the means intact.
I haven't opened mine yet.
155. Got 150. Well, 60. Got 160. Anybody want to go 170?
No, 170.
160 up there.
160.
It's got the Apollo 11 commemorative patch.
Apollo 11 commemorative patch.
$160, $170, $180.
Nice, smooth, $200 would be nice.
Remember, it's a good cause, education. Right here. Remember what it's for. I know it's a tough time out there in the market, but it's a good cause.
$180. Going once. Twice. Sold for $180.
Yeah, they're getting a fight over there.
Before Vern, before you leave, George and Joanne Rocker must have picked this up at the Bucks Hobby Shop in Johnstown, PA.
Yep.
You picked it up today?
Yesterday. Wow. Yep, yesterday.
Are they looking for it as we speak?
There are no hobby stores that are open in Johnstown. They're all gone under, basically.
He's still open when he's there.
Yep. No one is talking today. Let's say I timed it just right. No, he was there today.
Was he there then?
Yeah, I talked to him.
It's an open hobby shop.
He's selling everything out, and he's selling the building, and...
Any rockets there?
Like, no.
The last one.
Well, there was a built Astro Cam, an Alpha 3, and a Phantom.
There's more in the back. We got all kinds of good stuff, these older ones. Signed by Burke?
Tonight.
Bleed would probably sign it also. You want to add some value to it?
$40.
$40. This was gotten for you, Chris. This
Blackbird.
It's got orange and yellow.
$40.
I just care about the Blackbird.
$50.
Rock got $50
on it.
$60.
$65.
$70.
Signed by
Burns.
Guido
sign it. SDs.
How old is this? You guys know when it was. 80s. 80s?
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Probably 1980s vintage. You know, probably one of their marketing pieces.
Not even faded.
What's that?
Not this was faded. Come out.
No, it's not faded. Definitely, no, probably was in a window more than it was in place else. What are we at right now? 60?
70.
70.
That's probably.
We have 70 right now. 75? 80? Going once?
80. 85.
105.
I don't have that much.
120. Well, anybody else wants the business? Chris is now out of it. 120. Come on, Chris.
I straight up don't have it.
120. Going once.
I'd be 200 if I had it.
going twice. Sold to auctioneer for $125.
Speed it up. All right, we've got a few more to go. And our fourth kit from Red River Rocketry, the Lepton. We have an opening bid. $5. At $5.
No kit should sell for less than $10.
$10. $10, current bid. $10. $10. Only once. Twice. Sold for $10. All right. Semi-scale Sandhawk has been opened. As you can see in the back. That's on it. Looks like all the pieces are here, but I can't really verify that.
$5.
Donator told me that all the pieces are here. Okay. $5.
$10.
$10.
$15.
$20. Up to $20. Sandhawk. $20. Going once. Going twice. Sold for $20.
All right, guys, just there's a number total. We've already raised $2,035. Four teachers.
Very impressive so far, thank you. Let's see if we can keep it going. We have here Espy's kit number 1301, which is the Star Wars R2-D2. It has been opened, as you can see.
Convertible to R2-D12.
I don't know if everything's here, but it looks to be complete. I have an opening bid for R2-D2.
$10.
Got 10 up here.
15.
15.
20.
20. 50. $50 for R2-D2. $50. Going once. Twice. Sold for $50. Have a rocket motor here. Is Crown Rocket Technology in Mount Lake Terrace, Washington? I'm trying to get what it is. What type of motor it is?
F50-9.
Yeah, I see it. Okay, it is an F50-9. I guess it's the 1-83 is the date.
That's a small F50.
One motor.
$5.
$10. Crown Rocket Technology, Mount Lake Terrace, Washington. $10. We have $15. $10. $10. Going once. Twice. Sold for $10. Okay, next item is a kit from the launch pad, and it's an Indigo surface-to-air missile. I have an opening bid on the Indigo.
$5.
$10. $15. $15.
$16.
$16. $25.
$25.
$30.
Just to let you know, that's the kid I won at the Nearman 41 auction, just the door prize this week gave out.
Okay. $50, current bid. $50. Going once. Twice. Sold for $50. We have a little V2 kit. I know it retails for at least $20, but it's still on there. That V2 kit.
4 years ago.
That's the old one, too, yeah.
15.
The mini V2.
Mini V2. 15. $20. $30. All intact. Everything's fine. No rips, no tears, nothing missing. $30. $35. Going once. Twice. Sold for $30. Okay, this one is the Estes Kit 863, the Estes Starliner. I have an opening bid on the Estes Starliner.
$10.
$10.
$15.
$20. In perfect shape. Perfect hang tag, completely sealed. $20, current bid. Anybody for 25? $20, going once. $35. Anyone got 40 up there?
$50.
Anyone got 60? $50 going once. Twice. Sold for $50. Okay. Ramjet, pretty new kit. Number 1994. Let's see if there's a retail price on it. No retail price, but I know it's got to be at least $12.99 or $15.99, somewhere in that area, I'm guessing.
$20.
We have 21. $20. $25. Out of production? I think it is, right?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yep.
25. 25. Going once. 25. Going twice. Sold 25. Okay, this next one is Estes Kit number 1265 with Scissor Wing Transport. And as you can see, this one's been opened. Looks to be complete though, but it has been opened, no hang tag. Scissor Wing Transport. I have an opening bid on that.
$5.
$10.
$10.
$15.
$20. $20, Scissor Wing Transport. Do I have 25 anywhere?
Oh, come on, guys. Is all the parts in there?
As far as I can tell.
Sue's not.
Is there a VT-50 and a VT-20 in there? Look like two of the same size, too.
No, there's two. They're both in here.
The donor says it's completely intact.
It is. It definitely looks like it.
$20, current bid.
That's in this collection.
That's definitely intact. You got what, 20?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go 25.
That's 25. John's getting his role confused here, but that's okay.
I told Steve when he put me up there, and he realized he
I don't think you could be.
I used to be a runner for auction. I bought stuff all the time.
25. Anyone want to go 30? 25, current bid. Going once. Twice. Sold for 25.
Yep.
Yes, three items left. We're almost done.
We'll
go,
yeah.
Let's get
the box.
We're going to bag of cones. Bag of cones, okay?
$30.
You got everything in the sun here.
$50. I know.
You need them on shoulders.
You got them all.
$50.
$50.
That's cheap. Look at transition sections, nose cones,
tail cones,
oily skin all over and stuff. It would be impossible to finish there.
I'm clean, believe me. I'm clean.
Wait, that's a lot of.
That's a lot of cones.
$50.
How much?
$75.
Up to $75.
$80.
$90.
I'll be over 200 tons. I've bought it before. Over 200.
Over. Brad or Steve has bought this before. Over $200. Come on, guys.
Over 200 tons.
Well, 200 cones.
Well, 200 cones should be at least then.
$100 is current bid. $100. $110.
Back in the box.
$120.
Come on,
guys.
$125.
$125.
$130.
You haven't spent your money. You got three items left, so put it all on this.
$135.
$140.
$150.
$155. Anyone want to see them? It's not bid higher yet. We'd like to see
them. Crap load of balsa in the shape of nose cones.
All right. Well, I'll figure what the heck. Yeah.
$155. Come on, this is an amazing deal.
$160.
$160.
Even considering the cast-offs, if you had to buy those, it'd be like, what, $1,200?
Did somebody say
$165?
Anybody going to go 200? $190, going once.
And even 200 be nice.
Twice, last chance.
Teacher's 200.
I didn't know that this meant 200. 200 is current bid. 205. 205 going once. Twice. Sold for 205.
That's a nice haul.
Out of production? I'm following these,
I think so. I think this is an out of production. Set it 1B.
Yes.
It's out of production.
$50.
$50, yeah. Okay, we got a bid of 50.
I'll go 60.
60 by Jim.
Who's that?
It's an Estes kit.
100 Saturn 1B original.
Come on.
We got a 75, David.
100.
100.
There we go.
That's two.
That's all. 248. We have a $100 bid. We have 110. Out of production, nicely wrapped. Good collector's item, or mail, go to the fly, $100. We have 110. Going once, twice, sold.
Nice!
Okay, this is the last item for this evening. And it's another kit number 1287, the LTV Scout. Again, completely sealed, perfect paper hang tag. Identical to the one earlier, except the new logo is in a white background instead of a blue background. I'm not sure what the difference signifies, but anyway, LTV Scout, last item of the night. I'd like to have a bid for it.
$10.
10.
25.
25. $25. LTV skill. Do I have 30? Come on, it's the last item. Get rid of that money sometime. 40. $40. $40 is the current bid.
50.
$50. Going once.
60.
$60. Going once. Twice. Sold for $60.
That concludes the auction.
You gotta pay. That's right, that's gotta get into that. $60 to John Pace, who asked for. Yeah, what's that mean? What am I supposed to do with this? Auction. All right, how many of you guys know about the Black Trophy? Rick, maybe you need to come up and explain this one. Okay, sorry, we got one more item, guys, sorry for that. See, Black Trophy, for anybody who doesn't know, the trophy given out every year to the best new letter of the year.
One of the conditions of the Black Trophy is that whoever wins it, whatever section wins it, gets to add something to the trophy that represents their club. These items are kept secret, and only the people who win the trophy get to know what's in there. The first time our club won it, we discovered that the cup on the top where everything was being kept was stuffed quite full, and things were getting damaged. So we decided that we to make an annex. And that's what this box was. This was the original annex for the Lack Trophy Awards. It's actually an old silverware box. It got filled up a couple years ago and has since been replaced with a pretty nice box built by the then Lack Trophy winner. So this is the old Lack Trophy annex going up for bid. And I will even autograph it if you want.
Oh, that reduces the value right there.
Maybe Bob will sign it too.
And just for clarification, the then Lack Trophy winner was PSC and Artmaster, our newsletter editor.
Woohoo!
All right. Yeah. So the former annex to the Lack Trophy up for auction. Any opening bids for that? $5. Does anyone want to go $10? $10.
We got a lot of Lack Trophy winners here. You can get off the
$10.
The Lack's worth more than that.
$10. little piece of NAR history there. $10.
$11.
$11.
You get the stirring motor.
$11 going once. Wow. $12 going once. Twice. Sold for 12.
All right, I got one thing.
Thank you all.
Remember to pay your bills.
Pay by cash check.
Thanks again, everyone, for your meeting. Really appreciate it.
So, George, you went to that hobby store? Is that you? And it was open?
Well, actually,
open.
I was there. I talked to the gentleman. There was a built Elm Tree. There was a bag with
down on the floor.